Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
All right, this really is a good one. Do you agree with Mr. David that Caleb Williams is the player to take if you have your choice of any quarterback in the NFC North moving forward? Is the answer different for 1 year versus the next 3 to 5? Let's expand the argument. How many NFC QBs would you take besides Caleb Williams for the next 3 to 5 years?
That's a very interesting question. We're talking about floors and ceilings here. And because of that, when I talk about taking Caleb Williams over anyone else in the NFC North, as I thought about yesterday after our discussion, I feel even stronger about that statement. There's no doubt that, in my mind, Caleb Williams is going to be the better quarterback of anybody, the best quarterback of anybody in the NFC North over the next 3 to 5 years. Right now, his floor might not be as high as where Jordan Love's is, and certainly not where Jared Goff's is. Could be, maybe, but he's a rookie. So we can't really say that with any degree of certainty. And projecting him to be the best over the next 3 to 5 years certainly is not a certain statement, but it's a projection, and I feel comfortable in making that projection. Now, as far as the rest of the NFC, that's an interesting dilemma because I look at the NFC East. Jalen Hurts is interesting to me because he's a winner, and he's been there, and he's done that. I'd take Caleb Williams. Dak Prescott is very expensive. He has been there. He has done a lot. I would take Caleb Williams. The NFC North, we just said. The NFC South, there's not a quarterback in the NFC South that I would rather have than Caleb Williams. The NFC West, are you kidding me? Matthew Stafford might go to the Hall of Fame. I don't want him over the next 3 to 5 years. Caleb Williams is a quarterback in the NFC that I would want for the next 3 to 5 years, period.
When I first saw the question, and then we took a pair of questions and made it into a longer question, and I kind of giggled. But when you do some homework and you just look at the NFC and run through it the way David just did, I mean, seriously. The only one I could argue on is Jalen Hurts because, as David, you mentioned, he's a winner. He's a winner. But he's gotten paid. So now that he's gotten paid, will he continue to win? And it seems like if you listen to anything out of Philadelphia, he and his head coach don't exactly get along. And is that going to be an issue? But the NFC South and the NFC West, there is absolutely nobody. And as a Bears fan, you have to hope and even maybe light a candle at some place that Jordan Love isn't going to be the guy that they think he's going to be. So it's Caleb and Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott's just got the Cowboys over a barrel. That's the only reason he's going to get paid the way he's not a winner. Okay. Jalen Hurts, winner.
I got to tell you, it's a fun question. It's a lot of fun to have with it. I just think the only problem that you have right now is that he hasn't played a game. I mean, that is really difficult to compare what Jordan Love's potential would be versus Caleb Williams, because you've seen Love not only play, get better as the year went on, and win in the playoffs. That's a big deal. You know, Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott, Kyler Murray could end up coming back and being better than you think. You can shrug all you want. We haven't even said the name Brock Purdy. Maybe he's trying to do too much now. Maybe he's just the system guy. He went to a Super Bowl and was close to winning it. They lost in overtime. I got to see Caleb play before I'm willing to say I wouldn't take Jordan Love over him. So I think the answer is Jordan Love. Whether anyone wants to hear it or not, until Caleb puts a couple years in where he proves how great he is. I don't mean that negatively in any fashion. It's just, you can shrug away and wave away.
I was shrugging to trigger you. I wasn't shrugging for any other reason.
You don't respect.
Who do not respect?
Me!
I do respect.
But I love that we are just kind of, Caleb Williams is definitely the greatest.
No.
I mean.
But you know better. You know better.
I'm being honest.
You know that football is about projections.
Yes, it is.
The draft, the preseason, all these things are about projections based on what we have seen and the small evidence that we have to base it on. And I guess, yeah, totally over our skis. Totally maybe glass half full. But when you do this long enough, you know, like you kind of you feel like you know what you're watching. Mm-hmm. And you feel safe on making certain projections where you trust there's a small sample size. With Caleb Williams, it's, let's just say, easier to trust this small sample size than it has been for a lot of different projections for a lot of different quarterbacks.
I totally agree with that. I also believe that it is the real truth in this question is that the NFC doesn't have near the quarterbacks the AFC has. The best quarterbacks, you know, maybe other than Hurts, if you're putting together a list, are all in the AFC. So that's a good point to make with this. And it talks about the opportunity. If Caleb can be as good as we hope he is, the Bears could dominate the NFC for a while because it doesn't look like that the guys on the landscape. You look at, you know, their starters are guys like Baker Mayfield and Geno Smith, who had good years but are kind of journeyman type of quarterbacks. And you're making that point. I like that point.
That's the subtext to this question.
Yes.
Because when you have somebody that is arguably as good of a quarterback as there is in your conference, you have a chance to win that conference.
Exactly.
You have a
correct.
Chance to get to the Super Bowl. And you know what? You also have a chance to do, if you get to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl.
And you know, Jordan Love would be the guy you would take in the NFC North.
Yes.
That's the truth. Right now.
Right now. Floor.
You may go with Goff second. I just he's right. been to the Super Bowl twice.
If we came back tomorrow or yesterday, we said who has the highest floor of any quarterback in the NFC North, it would be a different answer.
It would be.
But that's not the question because that's not as much fun.
Yeah. And I'm with you. I like it. I like that we added the second part of the question to it.
It's just
but
that.
I wasn't trying to trigger you into saying it's Caleb Williams. I think it's a legitimate question because of what we're talking about. We are ready to crown him without seeing him play in the NFL yet.
There's a degree of that, no doubt about it, because of how promising the preseason has been.
It's been wonderful.
And if you broaden it, too, and you look at what this also says, is that look at how many good teams and great quarterbacks are in the AFC.
Yeah.
And you'd much rather be in this, as your championship window opens for the next 3 to 5 to 7 to 10 years, whatever it is, you'd rather be in the NFC right now. Because if you're in the AFC, you could be Justin Herbert and the Chargers.
But the other subtext to that is you wouldn't want to be in the NFC North because that is the one division.
Well, it's the toughest division, but it's the weakest conference. So I would rather be in the NFC North than the AFC West.
But I think the Bears could have a winning season and still finish third in the division.
They likely will this year. They likely will. They'll have a winning season. And they still could be behind the Packers and the Lions if everything goes out as it does on paper, which it never does.
No,
but
it never does.
But as I said earlier,
we'd love to see, and I'm not trying to be mean about it, but we'd love to see one of those teams falter. And I hope it's Green Bay.
But it would help.
Either's fine with me.
Either would be fine. Last point on the AFC thing. We could say, because we both like Jim Harbaugh, they have – you know, the coach that everybody wanted or the best mm-hmm. coach that was available mm-hmm. in the offseason. They have a quarterback who's a top 5 to 7 quarterback in the NFL, and they could still miss the playoffs. So that's how good the AFC is. So if you have a young quarterback in an ascending roster, you want to be in the NFC even if it is in the toughest division, the NFC North.
What's amazing to me is when you look at this and break it down, when you think of the NFC, you think of the Niners. And they are a team that is built up and has a quarterback that you kind of have fit into the thing, not the guy you drafted to be the guy that would run the thing. It's just a very interesting situation to look at the Niners and their system and their quarterback, and we didn't mention him.
Roster building, though. Roster building.
The roster's awesome.
They have built a roster the way the Bears typically do or have typically tried. defense, running game, weapons. They've got all the weapons, and then they plug the quarterback in and play. The Bears finally are going the other way. Well, let's get the quarterback. Now we got the defense. Oh, let's get the weapons for the quarterback. So Brock Purdy is often overlooked but shouldn't be underestimated.
All right. That's fun stuff. 312-644-6767 is the number. We'll get to your calls next. Mully and Haw on the score.